What's up? This is Mahoney from the Overrated Truth Podcast, and we're now on Digital Soapbox Network. Big ups to Doggy Diamonds for letting us chill in this digital space. Check this episode out, then make sure you go to wherever you get your podcast at and subscribe to the Overrated Truth. This episode is entitled Bandana, featuring Freddie Gibbs. Peace.
And the truth shall set you free.
Welcome to the Overrated Truth. I am your host, Bad Luck, alongside my co-host, Bob Drew's definitely in the building.
Yeah.
Mahoney is definitely in the building.
Shut.
My good brother Lays is definitely in the building.
Yeah, what's going on, man? AKA Lazy McFarland. Get Fired On Fest 2020 is available. Pre-sale right now. Go to getfiredon.com. Low-key Lays is in the fucking building. Lays drives him crazy. AKA Lazy Sunflower. I'm all about peace. Peace, my brother. AKA all my bitches bake. AKA... Young Alexander O'Neal is in the fucking building. What's going on, people?
I'm going to start saying my heffin aliases.
Alexander O'Neal.
That's fucking hilarious.
I'm going to start saying my heffin aliases.
You're supposed to, man. Join the fun, my nigga.
But that's a process, too.
Gotta
first of all, you got to explain it. Yeah, you already know what's up.
Right. I mean, but if you listen to the episode, you know that he is all things heffin. It was a small town in Heflaham.
Well, if they don't
listen to the show, my nigga.
Well, if they don't listen to the show. So
get your weight up.
So we got to
listen up, follow up.
We got to do a heffin episode one time.
Well, I do want to announce we got a very special friend of the show in the house.
Oh yeah,
if that's all right,
go
you know. My motherfucking dog, Gangsta Gibbs, is definitely in the building. Freddie Gibbs,
sir.
Everybody clapping for Freddie Gibbs.
Yes, sir. In this motherfucker, man. Got in that traffic and made it to this.
You
bitch,
did make
man.
It, man. I appreciate you, big dog, for coming through, man.
Oh man, I wouldn't miss it for the world, man.
This nigga Freddie Gibbs, man. You know, one thing people don't know is, which this nigga, what's going on? Why you
it was
faces?
Like some shit on the table, and I don't know what it was. And I'm
is
like,
it gone?
It's gone now.
Oh, okay. She looked down like a dildo roll on that.
Right.
I let look down with disgust. I'd be like, Just saying. Okay.
Her porno name is DeZizza.
We got Freddie Gibbs on the show, so you know this is about to be a very entertaining episode.
That Debbie.
My man,
I'm stressed already.
Got some dope shit going on, which we are going to touch on,
yes, sir.
Later on in the show, whatever. Yeah. And I got some topics I want to talk to you about, my good brother, if that's okay with you.
Definitely. That's what we came on here to do.
And first of all, you know what I want to know, first of all, how was your weekend, my brother?
It was good, man. My son shitted on my jogger pants and shit.
That happens. That happens.
But it was cool. Other than that, man, shit was smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you know, nigga had diarrhea. Little
shit was smooth.
Literally.
Yes, literally shit was smooth. Little nigga had diarrhea and shit. You
God
know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But other than that, man, it was all good, man.
Being a dad, it's always something going on.
Always something going on, man.
Never stops.
It's cool, though, man. It keep
stops.
A nigga grounded, so it's
right,
really
right,
good.
Right, right, right. That shit kind of changed the whole, like, you may be rocking one way, then you had them babies, and then you got everything, every move you make and everything you do is like, okay, your kids and your head, like, okay, I got to watch out for this type of shit.
Yeah, it's crazy because you know what, though? A lot of niggas still don't move like that.
Right, you know, they don't really,
I know motherfuckers that got a gang of kids and they just be on their ass playing video games all day. And
I hear wild doing, nigga,
like, you moving like you ain't got 9 kids, my nigga. Like,
yeah, for real.
Be crazy. You playing 2K, my nigga. Like, what's going on?
And you good at it.
Right. What the fuck? Nigga, mash you unplug 2K, nigga, but won't go get a job, nigga. What's going on with you, nigga?
All the gold guns on Call of Duty.
Right.
Go. Wait, 007?
That was 007.
Call of Duty, you can get the gold everything
so
in 1 year.
Yeah. Call of Duty.
We ain't late showing our age. My bad.
Nigga,
that's how long it's been since I played Call of Duty, because you can't do that no more.
They about to remake that James Bond gold and that shit.
And for real? Be the first nigga in line to get it.
They should. That shit, to me, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm older, but that shit was better
that was
than
the
Call
one?
Of Duty. To me, if it's like a first-person shooter game, that was the one.
That was the one. Yeah. Nigga, that was
James Bond was fire.
That was the one.
Yeah. James Bond was fire.
Yeah, you can be cheating playing with Odd Job and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Little ass nigga running around popping niggas.
Yeah, that clob. I had that clob on
that
nigga.
That
clob
the
fuck out of me. Bitch, I clob the fuck out you, bitch. Fuck with me. I got that clob.
Clob on these niggas.
Niggas were in the street with them, yeah.
Look, how was your weekend, my nigga?
My weekend was all right, man. I didn't have sex this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, you know. But I lived, I guess, you know, if that's the upside to that.
That is upside.
And, you know, I've been cool, man. I didn't do anything exciting, though. What about y'all? Anything exciting?
Man, just press up more merch. You can hit us up at Overrated Truth to get y'all merch. We got more colors.
I like how you did that.
Press up more merch. We got merch. We got merch on deck.
Okay. This is true.
We got deals on deck. You know what I'm saying? Different color waves. You know what I'm saying? Just holler at us.
Okay,
Overrated Truth.
Mahoney, what you? She got going.
I feel like you low-key personally attacked me because when you said you didn't have sex this weekend, you looked dead at me like you wanted to be like, but Mahoney didn't either.
No, I didn't because we didn't have sex. So, we didn't have sex. So, you know.
Again.
43 weeks in a row.
43 weeks in a row.
But I continue to show up
not...
on this fucking show. But, no.
You're on the Mahoney diet.
Mahoney diet?
First of all, we not gonna do
we
that in front of company.
Call it the Mahoney diet.
No,
man, we can't. You see this nigga page? We definitely can talk about this type of shit.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, we can talk about any goddamn. Let's get it, shit.
My weekend was cool. My mom came in with my grandmother and my sister from out of town, so that was great to see them.
Family event, family functioning going on.
Family functioning. My grandmother went up.
G-Miles went up?
Yeah, she was going off talking about bitches with old ass pussy. And damn. I was like,
that's definitely your page.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
a cobweb pussy.
Fam.
Can we calm that down, please? A little bit, ma'am. I wasn't ready. And yeah.
Hey, man,
the universe kind of been trying to talk to me, too.
What it's been saying, though?
Don't give up. Don't stop. I saw a post. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about, the person in the video was talking about, don't give up, don't stop, keep grinding, da 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 da. So then I ordered this simple ass basic case for Apple. I didn't know it had a keychain. And the fucking keychain said, don't fucking give up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I hear you.
Damn. That was quoting Michael Jackson.
So now you DM Van Lathan twice a night.
Look here. I was like, shoot my shot, summer 19. Don't give up. And so, since Gibbs is here, no, I'm just kidding. You never know.
Shoot your shot live.
Nah, I'm not for public
rejection.
Speaking of shooters.
Goddamn. I'm
just joking. Just joking, guys. Hey,
look, it was a self-indictment because I was actually about to go to the NBA. Just put how about the Splash Brothers? This nigga said, damn, my nigga, what you doing?
Yeah, okay, straight to the topic.
Full setup.
No, hold on. Bad, how was your weekend?
That's what I was going to just, I love the NBA. My nigga just indicted itself. NBA, NBA, NBA. Like, I tried to change conversation. Nah, yeah, just watching them boys. Like watching them fluorescent brown boys.
Now I'm back in the chair. All righty, trying to get it together.
Okay, so still out of play.
I'm not DJ whatever material.
DJ Envy. Yeah, no, I watched the fluorescent brown boys tear it up.
I don't come here for this with y'all. I swear.
You talking about the Splash Brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, fluorescent brown. That's a new color.
Hey, I don't call them light skin. I call them niggas fluorescent
brown.
Yeah, because I ain't going to blow you. Now, light skin is a totally different type. Like, light skin niggas, they got nappy hair, it's fluorescent brown. Mm. Light skin dudes, they got the silky shit. That's light skin.
That's straight up light skin.
It is different level of light skin, nigga.
Or,
you know what I'm saying?
Brown gotta have a lightest too, nigga.
Yeah,
come on now.
Diet brown, nigga, what the fuck?
Diet brown.
Brown light.
Brown is like brown, but it's more
Diet
lit.
Brown.
My grandmother would call that yellow waisted.
I think light skin is a mentality, not just a
I know some dark ass light skin niggas.
See, now we going in deep now, see? Light skin is a mentality.
It's a fucking mentality.
For better or worse.
Because listen.
But see, and the thing about light skin mentality, the kind of like the idea of it, it's like it's more so negative than a positive thing.
Right.
So this, you know what I mean? So this is how I rate light skin, because then there's light skin because Drake, but then there was Shaheem.
Shaheem was fluorescent brown.
Exactly.
As my man would say.
See?
Shaheem was
Drake is pure breed, 100% cut light skin.
Right.
Yeah.
You got niggas that's like fluorescent brown, like you said, and then you got motherfuckers that's so light skin, they spicy white. They're not, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, my nigga? Motherfuckers, they just they spicy
Drake
white.
Is
you know?
Drake is definitely spicy white. You see him, you hear the raps, and then he talks, and he's like, "Well, guys, like, I don't
spicy
really
white.
Know." You're
spicy
like,
white. He was very spicy at that last game when KD got hurt.
Oh, he was extremely,
that's
my nigga,
extremely spicy white when KD got hurt.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Drake was extremely spicy
white.
Why do
niggas always want to say they Creole?
They said they Creole.
They'd be like, we Creole. Nigga, you light skinned. Right.
My baby mama's dark skinned as fuck. She say I'm Creole. I'm like, you Haitian, but bitch. Stop I say, bitch. Some Creole. We was talking about that last night. But I'm just Creole. I'm dark with straight hair. I said, bitch, you was a Haitian.
You gonna knock off that sassafras.
Right. Sassafras.
When you Creole, you say shit like that.
Oh my God!
What did y'all have on the docket? I see y'all usually have something.
We do, man. I think one thing we got to get out the way before we get into the other goofy. Well, you know, because we got a lot of topics we want to touch on, and you know, we tend to get, you know, real in depth with certain shit, and then we joke a lot also. Mm-hmm. So one, we got to get out the way because I do no plan when it comes to this man and vets and veterans and legendary images and person like himself. Rest in peace to the great, the big little man, Bushwick Bill. Yeah, man, a legend in his own right, man. Incredible, incredible work. And as I seen on somebody mentioned on Twitter one time, Halloween will always fall on the weekend.
Yes, sir.
When it come to Bushwick Bill, man, the memory of Bushwick Bill.
Nigga said my hands were all bloody from punching over the concrete. Nigga, that nigga used to scare me when I was looking. I thought he was the real live Black Chucky.
That is a fact.
I met that nigga in 2005 at a Grammy party. And that nigga, he asked, he's like, hey, you got a blunt? And I was like, yeah, I rolled that motherfucker up perfect. Because I was like, man, I don't want to piss off Bushwick Bill. Yeah. And that motherfucker just took that motherfucker and dipped off on my ass. So little. I could not see this nigga in the crowd of people. That nigga just skated. I was like, all right, you know. So
you got that, my nigga.
That's my Bushwick
Bill. You did
enough
hip-hop. You got that.
You got it, right?
But that verse, it's, I mean, obviously many dope verses and legendary songs and work he put out, but that fucking verse was so visual, my nigga. Even if you didn't have a video, you can literally see it, just the verse, how dope it was.
Right.
And it was, you know, I mean, it's just one of them things you never forget, man.
And he had that voice.
Yeah.
Like, voice for rap was so dope. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, especially coming from where he come from and with the crew, like, they all had signature voices.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
You know what
they
I mean?
Like, they was making that album. When they was working on that album, they wasn't even, like, working on that album. They was, like, they thought they was all, like, working on, like, a solo album.
Damn.
Their friends, like, put them niggas on, like, a ranch and was just like, all right, nigga, like, all right, now this a group. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, Ghetto Boy. And that's now, how Ghetto Boy started.
Yeah, yeah. Look how, like, legendary stories come out. Like, right. Damn, that's crazy.
For real. Like, they was all, like, solo artists, and it was just, they didn't really, like, know each other like that.
I didn't know that.
It was
that's
in Scarface's book. I read it in the book. Like, they was just off on a ranch, like, working on and it turned out to be like that.
Shit come out of that,
crazy. I mean, you could really hear it when you listen to the albums.
Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out. Because when they did that with Illegal, that shit was a problem. Y'all remember Illegal? The two little niggas.
Right.
Looked like Trek and
Right, right.
And whatever other nigga looked like, that shit was sad.
Fade them all, Jamal. One
yeah.
One of them niggas in the group.
These niggas went to jail for trying to kill each other. Like, what? Y'all niggas gonna be selling.
Right.
I do want to move on to this fucking DR topic. I don't know if y'all been hearing about this shit. You know, and you know, I'm always like the fucking, you know, conspiracy theory nigga. Not really, but I don't trust shit I hear, especially when it comes to media
as fuck. What are we
and
talking about?
Shit like that. So, DR, a lot of shit been going down in DR with people been coming up murdered, people been dying. Crazy
motherfucker just got damn Pop David Ortiz. Motherfucker
niggas
shot Big Poppy.
Yeah. Nigga shot Big Poppy out there.
Nigga shot Big Poppy.
Nigga shot Big Poppy. He alive?
He alive.
Yeah.
But he had to remove his intestines and all kinds of shit.
What? Out of DR, nigga, yep.
Yep.
Did you hear the back? I mean, like, well, I'm not sure if it's confirmed, but the story going around on the backstory
fucked
of
that. Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he fucked a drug lord wife.
He fucked a drug lord wife.
Yeah, that's probably not the wife you want to fuck with.
No, man. Not at all.
There's a lot of holes down there, man.
Did we not learn from the R. Kelly down low video?
First of all, do you hear this nigga?
But
it's a lot of holes down there,
man. It's a lot of holes down there, man.
Literally.
From experience, man. Like you,
yeah, that's why I'm sitting there scared. I'm like,
the bitches is falling off a truck out there. You know, like, you know, it ain't no need to be fucking a drug lord wife, man. There's plenty of bitches to pick from.
Plenty of.
Hey, what is it about? Is it about something about how men want like shit they're supposed to have? Is that a thing? Like, because you know, like we say, like it's millions of fish in the sea, right? And
right.
All these women outside, whether it's like you said, DR, all these places with all these badass chicks, and a nigga will really be fucking with somebody he do not supposed to be fucking with.
Right? I'd like to open that to women want that same thing too, because the minute fuck. A dude or a chick posts her dude, mm-hmm. a picture of her and her dude on Instagram, his DMs go up like,
yeah.
hey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Once you put a wedding ring on your finger,
what is it about? It's something just people want people who's wanted.
I think it's an yeah. adrenaline rush for motherfuckers.
It is.
Yeah, motherfuckers, a lot of motherfuckers ain't here no more because of that shit too.
I just want,
exactly.
I mean,
Poppy's still drinking.
I just want some ass. You know what I mean? And I
yeah,
like
shit.
To get some different ass sometimes. You know what I mean? That's why I just like to try. You know, like a nigga like a go like you
nigga
like,
made me
like you have a tray
girl.
And the shit got assorted hors d'oeuvres and shit. You want to try all them motherfuckers? That's all it is. It ain't that once. I like to. You know, cheat or no shit like that. Black men don't cheat, first of all.
First and foremost.
So, you know, it's just like a nigga just like, you know, just dibble and dabble, you know what I mean? Because really, I got like a 2-day window with any bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be my wife, you know what I mean? The bitch come to visit me on tour. Like, you got 2 days, goddamn it, bitch. 48 hours.
I was about to say, he about to be starting another 48 hours.
You got to start, yeah.
Without Eddie Murphy.
And you got to get the fuck, you know what I mean? That's why I can't do no vacation or no shit like that, because I got a 2-day
Right,
away from me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, window, you know, when it comes to, I'd be like, you know what, you got to go, you know what I'm saying? That's,
you just got what to you think go. About that, Mahoney?
Yeah, move around. Now, them 2 days gonna be lovely, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them 2 days, we gonna eat, drink, fuck, smoke, what you wanna do, however you wanna eat it, you know what I mean?
We're gonna, Mahoney over here, like,
first
of all,
we're gonna go to Beach Street, I'm gonna beat that shit.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, or yeah. which 2 days we talking about?
I keep. 48 hour options? Like, do you pick which 48 you want, or is it straight 48?
No, you get the first 48 if you ain't snitching.
When people hear that, you know, well, I can't speak for women, so I'm assuming that mm-hmm. women think, like, damn, that's fucked up, whatever. But it's to your point, you're like, nigga, this is going to be amazing 2 days, though.
Yeah, amazing.
Killer. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. Imagine we hate, look, like, people looking at it like, damn, just 2 days. But if I say, let's spend a weekend, that sound better.
Nigga, look.
Come on, man.
It does.
Yeah, spend the weekend. Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I ain't got the weekend. I got the kids. So, bitch, you might have to take a Tuesday and a Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Squeeze, get in where you fit in.
You
got to
be
saying?
Flexible.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up,
and,
though. Like,
and flexible.
And flexible.
I'm going to relate, the shit to food.
Oh, here we go.
You
here we go. Here we go.
I'll give you a bucket of unlimited ass chicken, nigga, for 2 days straight. The same shit. At the wild, on Monday, you're going to be like, man, let's switch this shit up.
Right.
You can be like, this shit good and all.
Real
but
shit.
Man, fuck this. I'm gonna need something else. You
so
know what I'm saying?
And basically, so in a nutshell, what he's saying is women are like buckets of chicken.
I knew that was fucking coming. I knew that was coming.
I'm gonna need to nerd them secret spices up front.
I mean, I'm saying I know some women that don't want to see you every day.
Just,
so,
yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you need a little space.
You
exactly.
You gotta find the right one.
Exactly. That's perfectly
no, I'm just
fine.
Saying, you just gotta find a one that's cool with that. I told y'all.
Yeah,
the dude tried to talk to me.
An everyday nigga.
And he told me that his only friend was Jesus. Yeah. I told him, oh, you got to leave me the fuck alone.
Oh.
Jesus is your only friend, nigga. That means I'm your second. So I got to see you every day.
Nah.
You count on me and Jesus to make you happy?
Yeah.
That's too much pressure.
Then him trying to tell you Jesus' business.
Right. Or Jesus snitching on me. Jesus said you was
Jesus
at the club.
Said you was at the, like, come on,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought
cool.
you knew Jesus was the homie.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
No. Mm-mm. You got to get on up out of here.
I know we got off subject, but DR is fucked up right now.
Right. We went to chicken in 48 hours.
Niggas started talking about the hoes.
Right.
So that lady and her husband died in that motherfucker, and then another lady
somebody
died.
Somebody else died in a car crash, right? It was found in a fucking lake or river ocean somewhere.
You know what it is? I think it is. You know what I'm saying? Organs.
Yeah.
Black market.
They trade niggas' organs, man. I mean, shit, you got to think, man, this is a third world country. The motherfuckers down there poor.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers say they're going to give you goddamn 5 racks for a kidney.
Yeah.
God damn.
Shit, motherfucker, the kidney coming out. You know what I'm saying?
By any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
What's crazy part is, too, though, as big as, as big as places are on tourist income, like, for a lot of that shit to be happening on the grounds of resorts, that's the crazy shit. A nigga was dressed up like the resort worker. Mm-hmm. Like, because, man, my nigga, you already know how it goes, especially when you out the country, when it comes to resorts and islands and all these different places to go, like, the tourist area is the major dollars right. that's flooding in there. So they try to protect that shit by all costs. They will fuck you somebody up for fucking off their money for some a place getting a bad rap, you fucking up the bread.
Correct.
Right? So if you got niggas around there dressing up as resort workers and all kind of shit, fucking people over, somebody over there fucking up.
Yeah, it's the government. I'm not fucking with DR right now. Y'all could have that motherfucker. They can have y'all, DR. All the resorts, fuck it. I heard they got a Nickelodeon resort, that motherfucker. Fuck that, too. I ain't right. taking my kids to that motherfucker. I ain't going to that motherfucker.
I ain't going to DR, and I ain't going to Costa Rica. I watched Jurassic Park too many times. Rip that bitch off fast and all that. Yeah. Fuck that.
All that stuff. So in the some
T-Rex going to come out the bushes?
My nigga, see, Pinky. Have you watched Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
See? It should be cool. Motherfuckers had yachts and shit in the boat, white sand and shit, and then here comes the
dinosaur.
Boat.
Boom. Yeah, I'm nothing. Fuck up your whole
I'm
vacay.
Fucking nothing. I ain't
we
gonna
are actually talking about dinosaurs.
right.
This
right.
podcast. You gotta love it.
This is where
so
we.
Fuck Costa Rica and DR. I ain't never going.
Have any one of y'all seen Black Mirror?
Nigga.
You told you me don't watch it, so I didn't look.
Did I call
look,
you?
I hit this nigga. Oh, wait.
Okay,
no, wait. He told me to watch it.
No,
No,
oh,
you
so
told
you put
me,
that in everybody's
asked, no,
life.
No, he said, have you
your
seen Black Mirror?
Fall bad.
I said, no, I haven't seen it. He said, I said, what is it about? He said, my nigga, I don't know. You just, if you see it, you just got to, if you watch it, let me know if you watch it. Let
right,
me know
I'm
think.
Not super promoting that. Nah,
and
that
then, so I tell him to watch it.
Nigga.
I'm like, hey, man, y'all can watch it. Yeah, and I couldn't explain what I was
oh,
seeing.
Oh, no, but you.
Didn't say the word.
Hold on. When I brought up,
go ahead.
What was the movie? The one about the parents that was dumb as hell and the baby was being molested.
Abduction in plain sight.
Yeah. When I brought that up, he was like, "Oh, you brought that in everybody's lives, and what makes you want to? You want people to suffer
so
with you?"
He is blamed for Black Mirror, the first episode of Black Mirror.
So, oh, okay.
Let me tell you, I never let that filter. I didn't say
it's a new season of Black Mirror.
Dog, the worst season. It's the worst season ever. Don't watch that first one.
So look, Luck told us to watch it, right? And I said, you know what? I'm going to watch it the first thing Sunday morning. You know what this nigga told me? Good luck. I should have knew it was fucked up right there.
Look, I told this nigga Freddie Gibbs, hey, man, you see, so listen, I'm asking you for show research. I'm like, I know we're going to talk about this on the show. We talked about it. But I'm asking you, like, not even all the way through it. I'm like, kind of like first 5 minutes, like, hey, man, you seen whatever. And then I hit him back as I started getting to the thing, like, hey, man, never mind. What I say?
He said,
never mind.
Hey,
man,
don't
fuck me. Don't
worry. I'm like, I said, hold on. This shit must be bad. But then I had to think. I watched the episode of the first season where the British dude had to fuck the pig.
Yeah.
And I was like, nigga, I'm out. What the fuck is this
shit?
This
is even worse.
This is even worse.
And the fucked up thing is, like I told you.
Are we just going to say what it is?
Yeah, fuck it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to spoil that for you. Before you say it, let me say, Anthony fucking Mackie.
Yeah.
You the most famous black nigga that we didn't know your name this whole time.
Outside of, what's the nigga? No, we know the nigga name.
And now, when we finally get to know your name, you do this shit.
Aww.
So, look, man, the nigga, so the basic.
Brace yourself, people.
The basic, spoiler alert, Black
spoiler
Mirror
alert,
episode.
Yeah.
No, we're not spoiling
five.
It. Savior alert.
Yeah, savior alert. So. Anthony Mackie, you know, the nigga who played
everything.
The whack-ass Tupac.
Fake-ass Tupac.
And that's what y'all went to? I went straight to 8 Mile, but all right.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Papa
Captain
Doc.
America
Papa
assisted
Doc.
And shit.
Yeah.
Papa Doc.
Well, I don't even know the nigga name in Avengers. You don't even got no cool superhero name, man. What is you? The Black Wing,
Hulk,
nigga?
Right?
The Night Falcon? What is you, nigga? You just a nigga with wings. Hawk man
or some shit like that.
Chicken wing,
nigga. Could have been a pigeon. I don't know. He could have been like
chicken wing.
Yeah, some weak.
Nigga named Buffalo Wild Wing.
Yeah,
you know what?
And he really from Buffalo.
Hey man, Black Mirror was weird as fuck. I'm gonna give you a fast version. So
okay,
the niggas, it's a guy over there. They got a homeboy who they both got girlfriends and they friends.
One is married and one is the like
married,
super bachelor,
one is like a player bachelor player, nigga, right? There, right? So they hook up at a family event or some shit they had going on.
Nigga, baby's birthday. His birthday.
Each year is his birthday.
They play video games.
Okay.
They play video games. So the video games, you know, Black Mirror's hella future, right? So he gave him a game. His
Street
boy
Fighter
gave him a game to play. Like, man, I got the new such and such game. Let's play it. So you hook it up. It's like Tekken. Or like any
That's exactly what
game.
It was. It was Tekken.
So, nigga, they go to the game. Like, they fighting the shit. Right?
No, stop. They put the shit in their brain, right?
It's the one where you go, yeah.
It's a real virtual reality that it puts you in the game, but you're the character.
Right.
So it's not you. You'll be like, if you're...
So if you're Chung Lee, you look like, you look and talk like Chung Lee. And if somebody is Ryu, they Ryu, but you, it shows you in the world you actually
fight. And that's exactly who that was. Chun-Li and Ryu.
No, it was Chun-Li.
Chun-Li and Ryu.
Anthony Mackie came in as Ryu, and the other dude came in as
Chun-Li. So, nigga, they get to fight and shit, fight all whatever, whatever. And it was getting kind of weird to me anyway, because I'm like, they doing, anyway, they fighting and shit like
that,
man.
They was realizing
that
you really feel it. Like, pop, pop, pop. Like, oh, nigga, I'm feeling these blows.
They get close, whatever, then the motherfuckers start kissing. The characters.
Fucking.
It confuses you because you like... I'm looking at a man and a woman.
And kissing. I feel this is gay.
But you know that it's niggas
playing a game.
You know it's niggas playing a game. So, nigga, I do some shit. Like, I'm like, oh, wait, hold up. Wait. Like, for a second, you stop. Like, wait, it's men. Like, no, I know it's them. So, I turn like, what the fuck is this shit? My girl laughing at me because what we seeing. And then, long story short, man, these niggas, after that shit happened, they end up not talking about it and not really dealing with it. Logging back on the game, getting back on it, like, man, we can't do that. We gotta fight, whatever.
We gotta fight. What the fuck?
We gotta fight. Niggas got back. Then they had a full out scene.
Wasn't a punch thrown.
Not
when they go back, they just like, you know, start.
So they feeling it to get. Yeah. Are they actually touching each other while they?
No,
they're not even. They're in separate households.
And they fucking on the game.
On the game, they fucking. But you see a man and a female having sex.
Yeah.
But I know that it's them niggas.
Right.
So. I can't fuck with it.
Right.
So it's confusing to the viewer. Like, it's just like, nigga, what?
Then they go to the scene where boy is trying to explain to him how it feel to be fucked as a woman.
Because that nigga was a dick.
What? Which I want to say, well, that was
so
definitely.
Was Anthony Mackie getting fucked as a woman?
He was the dude.
He was the dude.
He was a guy.
Oh.
The other nigga that you know, he from other movies and shit.
Now, we got it because I know all the black women who've seen this want this pointed out. His wife was bomb and understanding and cool. When, for the most part.
At the end, we're talking about the end.
So the nigga
throughout
the
whole
thing, remember she fucked.
No. She didn't know what was going
on. She didn't know,
no, he was fucking. Anthony Mackie had the wife.
Oh, he was fucking.
He was fucking the girl character.
So this is how marriage is. I ain't getting married. I'm out.
He stopped fucking the wife.
I'm out.
He stopped fucking the wife because he was fucking his boy in the game.
He fucking the game.
Yeah.
He started, now he turned. They look into the game. That's they turn on now. Now he can't be turned on at home.
Now the niggas got to meet in public and kiss in real life to see if they gay.
He cut it worse though. Anyway, I've been text you like, don't watch the shit. I'll text you about half a scene into some weird shit. I'll text you like, hey, man,
right now.
Because I don't want the nigga to be like, hey, Luck told me to, yeah, you know. Luck told me to watch this bullshit.
Let's move past this shit.
It is Pride Week or month or something like that. So. Hey, it's all good.
Hey, one thing I want to talk to you about, though, and all y'all about, especially when your opinion on it, Gibbs. We had this conversation with actually Problem over the yesterday. Mm-hmm. We talked about loyalty and its misinterpretation. Mm-hmm. The word loyalty,
right?
And I got a thing about, you know, we see that word being thrown around a lot. Loyalty and trust. Mm-hmm. Whether it's rappers, whether it's memes, everybody talking about they want a bitch that's loyal, they want a nigga that's loyal, all these things, right? But what happens is that I have a thing about, like, a lot of people may know, like, the definition of the on paper definition of what loyalty means,
right?
But people place loyalty on the wrong things and the wrong people. And they're so afraid to be quote unquote disloyal. You have yourself in shit that you don't need to be in, fucking with people you don't need to be fucking with.
Right.
Right? So I got a thing where it's like people are loyal to the idea of loyalty.
Correct.
When ultimately you should be loyal to characters and principles.
Correct.
Because as a man, I stand on my character, my principle, my morals.
Right.
So that's how I move. It won't misguide me in no kind of way.
Exactly.
So I noticed that the people are throwing these things around, being loyal. You have, and especially dealing in the streets, dealing with street shit, or even as a civilian dealing with outside shit, where you find people being loyal to things and people that they really don't need to be loyal to, just because that's my day one. But from day one, the nigga was a fucked up nigga. He been a fucked up nigga, been an evil person, been bad, been negative. The bitch been negative, evil, all this shit.
Right.
But you loyal to because of history.
Right.
And it's a big misinterpretation.
Yeah, I got
that.
I got homies like that, you know what I'm saying, that hang around, stay around and shit like that. And they really, you know, I know that they not good for me to hang around, right. You know, for you know, as a man, that's from, you know, from a real nigga standpoint. I know I shouldn't really hang around this nigga. Right. He ain't really got his shit together, but you know, you develop a bond, man. You grow up with a nigga and you go through certain shit.
Yeah.
And it'd be hard to like cut him off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's damn near like you a battered bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm. To keep going back to the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Or keep.
That's deep. Know, and that's deep because.
It's like you get a, I don't know, you get a kick out of the, you know what right. I mean, the negative shit, so
it's
to
like
speak.
It's like a glue, like, what is it, a glove for punishment?
Yeah,
like,
at a certain time, you got to cut them niggas off, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been learning that year by year. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like year by year, I cut more and more niggas off. Because I just feel like if you're not operating and moving how I need to move, I don't need to be around you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, if you know, you're an asset, you're a liability.
Especially with you, you know, like self, excuse me, being a father.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. I'm like, man, do I even want to bring these type of niggas around my children? Mm-hmm. Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? So I just be really, man, you know, the older I get, the more I stay to myself, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, you never know what these niggas got going on, man.
Why do you think it's, maybe for you it's different, but we pretty much get a general, I'm generalizing here when I'm talking about people, right? Why do you think it's easier to cut a chick off than it is to cut some of your homies off? Especially when both have done you wrong in different aspects of your life, maybe, right? But it's easier for niggas to let chicks go or flip out or whatever, and then, fuck that bitch, whatever. But your niggas, you learn in life, I'll be 40 this year, right? Mm-hmm. The worst shit that ever happened to me in my life coming up was done by the homies.
Right.
In one way or another, it was always some bullshit, scandalous shit, some shit I wasn't supposed to be into, all kind of shit.
You know why it's easier to cut a woman off, probably, for a man to, you know, to cut her off? Because the sex aspect. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't fucking your homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, some niggas is.
Mackie, huh?
But,
in the game.
But,
in the
game. But it's like, you know, once you get some old pussy, it's easy to move on from a, you know what I mean?
Could we attach ourselves to that? Not necessarily. Her.
Exactly, yeah. You loyal to the pussy and not the woman. And he's like, see, look at that double entendre shit on everywhere. He's like, R. Kelly, use your common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Use your common sense. Niggas be loyal to the pussy.
Yeah, so you know, once you start like fucking somebody else, it's easy to be like, ah, fuck her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ignore all of those, like, you know, other aspects of the relationship that you had other than sex. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit can get thrown out the window real quick, especially when you're young. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know no better. You know,
Mahoney, let me ask you: does that work the same way with women? Like, you know, because guys, we have that dynamic of no. What I mean by that?
No. The power of the meat that beats.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
Yes,
well, you will have. I've never heard that's that why. Of a man.
But exactly, the power of the meat that beats. Like, you have seen friendships go to shit with women because if a woman feels a certain way, you know, when you're a woman, everybody could see 20/20. They got 20/20 vision.
Right.
But you fucked up in love. He going to the back room of that thing, hitting all them special places, making you feel good. Y'all pillow talking. And then if you see the nigga do something and you tell her, he going to be like, baby, you know, your homegirls.
Right.
They just hating because you got a real nigga on your team and all that shit. Right. And all of a sudden... Wow. Y'all just hating on me and him. Like, that, yes.
His dick got to have that hook. His dick got that hook in it.
Right.
That hook shot.
Right.
That hook shot at Kareem.
Right. Women are quicker to cut their friends off than their man.
Yeah.
Right. Bleep them and everything.
Yeah, that's
so they got the intro back.
Right.
Oh, she don't fuck with me when she got a man. Like, you know how many females don't fuck with their friends only when they ain't got a man?
Real shit.
It's a lot. Or they get to feeling themselves all of a sudden. Like, bitch, you was just lonely 2 days ago.
Then all of a sudden,
you booed up and trued up, and you like,
Facebook status
I don't
unchanged.
Do that shit no more. Since when? Yesterday?
Right. But see, they also like, selling the females that they need a man to be completing all this other bullshit early. And then the dudes, the shit you talking about as far as what to be loyal to, you don't learn that shit until you grown. Because when you young, at least I remember in the hood, like, niggas be like, man, be loyal to who loyal to you.
Right.
And sometimes that be the foulest nigga, you know what I mean? But he gonna go down with you, but all he know is down. So it really ain't a good measure of nothing, you know what I mean?
Because
when you get to coming up is when he act funny, you know what I mean?
Right,
but you don't know that because coming up ain't part of it at that time.
Damn.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
and then what happens to that point, people, you know how it goes, especially when you're dealing with street shit, right? Where you got a nigga who will literally take a body for you.
Right.
For sure.
Will literally take a nigga off the earth for you.
Right.
But at the same time, he'll fuck your baby mama.
Yeah, so, steal from you everything.
It's that fucked up dynamic of like, what the right. fuck kind of weird toxic fucking fuck. Friendship is this? When you think about
it's the craziest shit in the world.
It's crazy. And we kind of like growing up in it to where it's normalized. Like, I came up, so growing up on the east side, I'll be at Hamilton High, right, when I was in Hamilton, people would fuck with somebody's boyfriend or two girls to fuck with a nigga and they be tripping.
Well, you got to get that dynamic.
Okay.
You just got to get that dynamic because I know everybody don't listen, not from L.A.
Right.
And they
got
to understand what you just said because you're from the east side.
Right, going
but
to
Hamilton is on the west side.
They were born and bred different. They was raised different.
Brown bags and alcohol.
Less perms on that side of town.
Exactly. Right. High fashion
in Hamilton. A lot of two-parent households.
A lot of two-parent households.
So you got to remember, Luck was the east side dude at the fashion girl school because all of them end up going to fit them and shit like that.
So when it got to a point where two girls were somebody fuck somebody nigga and they tripping, what I've learned on my side of town, like, hey, what's the big deal? Like, that happens.
Right.
But that's not normal. That you don't supposed to be fucking people but I'm coming from a side where that shit is normal.
Right.
So like we say, like, it's when I said what I said about a nigga who will kill for you but at the same time fuck your bitch, y'all was like, yeah, we know that. Like,
right.
it's normal. We know that. We come from that. You know what I mean? And it's kind of fucked up because as a man, when we grow, we kind of gamble like what's right, what's wrong, and what should I have around me, what is needed, what's a necessity, especially when I'm moving. Then it's rare where you got a cat like Freddie Gibbs where he has succeeded in life. So, like, especially coming from Gary, where it's like the Jacksons and this nigga. Like, real shit. Like,
real shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, to be that, and then all that shit, all the snake shit, triples and stacks on top of stacks. Like, niggas already snakes coming up. Now you got a nigga who's successful. So now the snakes hone in on somebody. What saves him is, you know, just what you learned in the street shit, how to look at niggas, how to peep vibes, see what's going on. And that's kind of like the protective shit of what we learned. Kind of like good, bad shit that we learned. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that loyalty is always misplaced because we don't know what and not to be loyal to.
Right.
Like, somebody who would enter your home and fuck with the sanctity of your relationship, your marriage, but at the same time would drop a nigga dead for you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you try to, in your mind, you try to tell, like, well, damn, the nigga would go to war for
me. He'd kill for me.
But we don't understand that going to war for me is a psychology thing.
Right.
Niggas fucked up. So for him, killing you ain't as big as it is for somebody that's sane.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? He killing because it's nothing. He don't see value in that.
Right.
Right.
But he fucking your chick, so he don't see value in you either in the sanctity of what you got going on.
And a lot of them niggas, they figure, like, since they will die for you and all that shit, that you owe them. A nigga start feeling like you know what I mean?
They
start feeling entitled.
My nigga.
Niggas will start eating your food, wearing
especially
clothes.
If they kill for you and they feel like you can't kill for yourself.
Bobby Womack kind of had a song, I Wish He Didn't Trust Me So Much, and wore that nigga Sam Cooke's suit to his funeral.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Out of shit, man. You gotta shoot this.
And that's real life.
Sam Cooke's suit.
You ever heard
to
this story,
his
bro?
Funeral.
So Bobby Womack was fucking Sam Cooke's
wife.
Bobby Womack and Sam Cooke was best friends.
Best
you know what I'm talking
friend.
I wish you wouldn't trust me so much. He wrote that for Sam Cooke because the nigga was fucking his wife.
Shit.
And living in his house.
The nigga said, I wish he wouldn't trust me with his wife. I wish he didn't. Nigga. I would have got out of my casket and shot you, nigga. You got me
and then
up.
Had the nerve to put on one of Sam Cooke's suits and wear it to Sam Cooke's funeral.
And walked in with his wife.
This look right.
Bobby Womack, cold nigga.
Bobby Womack.
Well, he was
is a
cold.
And where was all the rest of the loyal homies?
First of all,
shit, Rick James fucked Marvin Gaye's wife.
And Teddy Pendergrass.
And Teddy Pendergrass. And
somebody,
and
she's a bar.
Everybody beat that shit.
Yeah. Right.
She has some legendary niggas in that thing. You know, no disrespect.
Yeah.
But you said some shit that I want to point out too. That was deep about niggas want to move on the same page as you. Like, they feel like if they down somebody, like, you should do that for them or be like that with them. Like, kind of like this implied agreement. And I learned some shit yesterday when I told you I went by Prob and his lady house, and she was telling me it's called
Friend of the Show, Daphne.
Friend of the Show, Daphne Wins and Prob.
Come on now.
You know, She said it's a thing called tacit. I don't want to, you know, tacit, T-A-C-I-T, tacit agreement. What tacit means is it's understood or implied without being stated. So what happens is, mm-hmm. is you and I move a certain way for you, and I assume that you should move like that for me. But we never had that kind of conversation. My nigga, you probably don't get in like that. You know how I go. Like some right. niggas, I wasn't a killer. Come in right. my hood, so I had niggas around me who do the killing.
Right.
So they don't look to me for killing because they know I'm not shooting nothing.
Right.
Period. Right. Not happening. Right. So you don't look to me for that. Right. But if I was the nigga who talk all that high power shit and gangbanger shit and all that high power shit, then when it comes to down to do something, they looking at me and I don't budge because I'm scared, nervous, or whatever.
Right.
Now I gotta take on all the problems that come for that.
Right. Yep.
Because it was that tacit agreement that we don't even have. It was an implied
right.
thing that, you know what I mean? So to that point, that's what happens with people in loyalty. Because they're like, man, I care for this nigga, man. And now I might be going bad. I need something from you. Like, Freddie Gibbs, man, I need 50,000, man, whatever, whatever, whatever. And you like, my nigga, what? Like, for what?
50,000.
It's always a nigga like Soulja Boy.
50,000.
It's always bad when you got a dude doing something you can't do for yourself. That's always going to be. Whether it's killing, a bill, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, you handle your own.
Niggas got to evolve with you, though, man. Like, you know, it's like at a certain point, like, you know, when I'm going to a motherfucking meeting at Disney, what the fuck I need a shooter for?
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, you gotta be more than that. The more I evolve, you gotta evolve. You know what I mean? More than that. And if you not, if your friends can't evolve with you, you gotta let them go, man.
You gotta let them go. Or you gotta just kick it with them on some kicking shit.
You gotta have certain niggas is just your homie you get up and smoke and drink with, and then, you know?
Right.
Other niggas, you
niggas gotta get their hood versatility in.
You and I had this conversation about you get what you would like, you receive what you attract, like whatever you're putting out there is what you're getting back. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about people who always carrying their guns and always this, and bad shit always follow them around.
Right.
Well, why are you driving around with your gun in the car if you know you don't move like that? If I know that I'm not out here doing shit to be shot at, what I need a gun for?
Yeah.
Like, you are attracting that shit to you.
And that's the thing. Law of attraction don't just bring you positive shit.
It does
it's
not.
It's the power of focus, period.
Yeah. Because the universe doesn't know bad or good. It just attracts all things. So whatever you're thinking, that's what you're going to get. It doesn't know, you're like, oh, I hope something doesn't happen to me. It's not hearing that I hope. It's just something bad happened to me.
It's like, damn. Please give me 50 G's and just 50 pen niggas just be in your room. Boom, like, no. Wrong order, my nigga.
Niggas from the pen just pop up.
Like, wrong G's, my nigga.
People don't understand. Like, I said this before on the show. You have to be very clear about stating your intentions and what it is you want.
Well, 50
you
G's have mean to gay niggas. No,
yeah, I'm
look
just,
nope,
wow. I don't even
look
want to.
Like right now. Like,
I don't even, nope, so I'm just going to move this topic right on along. I'm just going to move this right along. You ready?
I do want to change topics.
I was going to change topics.
Oh, I'm
but,
sorry, go ahead.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say we gonna just throw people into the fire with this one. What are five albums that changed your life?
What five albums that changed my life?
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, think of yours. Cause we going around the room.
Nigga, I forgot mine already. God damn. I know one.
That influenced your life, changed your life, made you who you are. You just five.
Probably the first.
I'm probably gonna ask you the first album
I ever had was Ghetto Boys. We Can't Be Stopped. That was the first album I ever had.
So when we talking about this Bushwick thing, that was a real.
Yeah, nigga.
I got a Walkman, nigga, and what was that, 94? And I took that tape from my uncle, and I was just bumping that shit. That was like the first rap tape I ever heard. I'll hear rap, but that was like the first like album that I had like front to back. So definitely that. The Chronic. I know that's cliche, but I mean that album important though.
It's cliche for a reason.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, Doggy Style, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about shit that, like, you know, really, like, that, like, made me a man, like, turned me into, you know, like, shit that I was listening to when I was, like, 12, 13 years old. Me Against the World. Like, it's like, I remember where I was at when I was listening to these albums. So,
yeah. Yeah. That shit could put you right at the spot. You remember where you was wearing, nigga, where you was at. Right. All kind of
shit. Pinpoint shit to your life. Like, damn, I remember.
Right. Yeah, probably ATL aliens.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I remember that. You just took me back, nigga. I thought about the gas station, right? Cliff Hamilton.
I could go on and on about albums all day, like shit that I think about, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's probably five. That was, you know, important and shit like that.
Doggy style, you know, I'm telling a story how my dad went to Standard Tower Records 12 o'clock midnight when Doggy Style dropped. He was in a line. Nigga came home like one, he got back like one in the morning. And I was sleeping in the living room, and my dad, I heard music coming from, it had to be a weekend. My mom ain't having that shit. And nigga, he must have turned that shit on, nigga. You know, he heard the Lady Rage, and, you know, a little skit in the front, and Lady Rage, and I'm up like, what the fuck is this? Like, and then she must have looked at the cover while he was playing music. She like, man, if you don't get this shit out of my motherfucking house, nigga, what the fuck is this? And nigga kicked dust, nigga. She was getting there tripping. So next thing you know, he come out. I hear him coming out, fake sleep. He come in there, he wake me up. Like, Terrence, you know, hey man, take this tape, hide it from your mama. Don't let her find it. Nigga, he gave me the tape. I tucked it. So I'm in a school in the morning. I got my Walkman. I got Doggy Style tape, nigga. I did not take that shit off for nigga probably months. On just listen, I learned that shit front to back. I'm talking about the original Jesus Hustlers on there, nigga. Ooh. All the shit, like
all that shit.
That shit, I was like. I was like, now I can't front and say rap is what I wanted to do at that point, but nigga, I was locked in. Whatever Snoop was going doing, I was locked in.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna doubt that. Them shits definitely didn't make me want to rap. I was just like, hell nah, that shit seen, because rap used to be some shit that you know, it was difficult to be a rapper then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a prestigious job at a certain point. Now it's like everybody rap. The nigga that walked us in here probably got a tape. Right. You know what I'm saying? You
know, it's like, it's funny how people think you can fucking, to that point, when I used to hear it, I'm pretty sure y'all same way, right? Like, it was such a VIP kind of thing. I never thought I could just do that. You just think like, man, it's just so dope. I love it for that. Right. Like, I love it for it being an art, and then for that. Like, I didn't try, because I'm like, nigga, who, this shit is so good, it make me feel a certain kind of way. Who else can even do this shit?
And it used to cost a lot more to actually be a rapper and put out a project. Nigga. Like, now a nigga can spend $200 and have a tape on SoundCloud tonight.
Real shit.
Tonight, recording and everything. Right. That's only one of yours.
I know. I'm like, you got to give us four more.
Yeah, shit, man.
I haven't listened to four.
I figure we all going to do five? That's going to take a while. Like, we, you know.
Well, you don't have to go into it.
Lazy's a DJ, so he probably know his.
For sure, Death Certificate. Death Certificate was, to me, is the greatest hip-hop album that ever was produced, period. Mm. And because I Ice Cube in his fucking prime is just untouchable, period. I'm talking about storytelling, gangster shit, production. That shit was like a fucking movie. When you turn on Death Certificate, you feel like you was inside the album. Mm-hmm. Like, when every fucking song was like, man, these niggas was going in. I almost wondered, like, did y'all know that you niggas was making shit that good in the studio?
Right.
Like, did y'all know that this shit would be forever? Y'all making an album today that will literally live on forever.
Forever.
So when I hear Death Certificate, nigga, I'm like, yeah, nigga.
From my summer vacation to No Vaseline.
And some vacation was for a young nigga like me. I wasn't in the streets and doing the bullshit yet. I'm too young to do the bullshit yet. Mm. So for me, Summer Vacation was a fucking blueprint to niggas going out of town getting money. West Coast niggas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what that looked like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because look, we didn't have all the movies yet to show. I mean, we had colors, but that wasn't a detailed picture of what that looked like. Right. Out of town seeing niggas in khakis and curls and shit like that, and what that looked like. Mm-hmm. And then for him to detail that story like that whole way, it was fucking genius. Right. That's on the same album as Doing Dumb Shit.
Right. Like,
nigga, like, what's the matter? You're burning? Nigga, like, this nigga was making fucking movies.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nappy Dugout.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Classics.
My nigga, he was in his motherfucking bag, nigga.
I told you, I wrote every word down to that fucking CD, and that was when you had to pause, play, rewind.
Fucking nigga on the table, nigga, with his toe tag.
Wait, so that's two?
Huh? Yeah. But see, what I'm saying is, how long that's gonna be?
Don't break down each album. Just kind of run through them.
Let's just say the one album that changed your life.
I can't just do one. Lady B's a DJ, but you gotta do yours. Time, no, fuck that. No, I got one more album too. So the Fat Boys.
No,
no. Those fucking sleep.
I see how fitting that joke would be. That's why I stopped, because I'm like, damn, that's something I would say.
Disorderlies was a classic.
A little hip hop trivia moment. I just gotta say, if you fucking go watch Crush Groove ever have time, the funniest moment when they fucking go to the food place and eat up all the food.
How you pronounce that? Is it Zabarro? I never
Zabarro,
know.
Zabarro, yeah. And this is when they thought B was throwing this, this when they had the
rock. That piece always looked nasty to me.
Hey, dog. That's, and
they
that
got
was the big
white people piece.
It's like cornbread with pizza toppings.
This is some white people
like,
ass pizza, man.
My fat ass, I'm like, they got a stuffed pizza? Like, it was like.
Like a stuffed cannoli or some shit like that.
Named after Al Capone, like calzone. That's what I thought. Right. But no, in that scene, they go, they pull up to the two-story motherfucking New York Sbarro, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they eat everything, right? But watch the pictures on the wall start. Like, they eat the pictures on the wall. You got to watch it. Just like, it's pictures on the wall. Yo, that shit start going.
They sure did. They sure
you
did.
You got to watch it again.
Crush Groove was a shit,
fucking
dog.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I
missed some kind of movies, though, too.
Disorderly.
Good hip-hop movies?
Like,
Disorder, yeah, hip-hop movies, period. Yeah, Disorderly.
Who's the Man?
Who's the fucking man?
Come on, man.
Dope, my nigga.
Who's the Man was, okay, let me say this,
all right. You the only nigga I expected in Who's the Man that wasn't in it.
Who's the Man? Who's the Man was not a good movie. And what it was like one of the movies that it's entertaining, but it's not a good movie. It's like
no,
Blank Man.
It's not a good movie at all.
Not a good movie.
It's just
like
a hip-hop ensemble moment.
Say five. Trash of the bitch.
It's not a good movie.
Who's the Man is not a good movie, but it's a certain shit.
Neither was Meteor Man.
It's a
I was just about to say, you took it right. Meteor Man was fucking trash, Robert Townsend.
His fucking...
The golden lord.
His superpowers were he could read well.
Super fast.
First of all, he influenced Yeezy's whole line right now, hairstyle and everything.
No, his clothing is from Derelict, from Zoolander.
No, it's from Zion and Matrix.
See how far we off hip hop now?
Okay, bam,
third
record.
Album.
Fuck hip hop.
Third album.
I don't even know we're talking about hip hop here. That's why I'm go ahead.
Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't watched the documentary.
Yeah, shout out to that documentary.
They got a documentary
out?
Yeah, of Mics to Men.
I haven't seen it yet.
You got
to
see that.
I thought it was like a 9-part show.
No, it's
only four.
It's four.
And trust me, you're going to be so into it. You're going to look up.
Yeah, my nigga.
You could watch it on demand. And by the time you look up, you're going to be like, God damn, I'm on the third episode.
Hey, that shit was real. And it was real too, because it's what you know, the things we do know. But the inside shit, the business, my nigga, it seemed like the business with groups and shit like that is inevitable. You can finna go through all this bullshit. And even with some of the world's greatest groups and tightest homies, you finna get the worst kind of business going on.
I mean, there's nine niggas in that shit.
It's nine niggas, my
nine
niggas.
They made speech impediments in hip-hop a thing.
What's your last two?
How do you split a song with nine niggas? Like, how do you go in there
we
and get
a We each get
a
minute.
My nigga.
About four off the advance.
Niggas wasn't doing 16s like that. They was doing like...
And the cold part was, though, right? So, watching that,
it's called the 90s.
Them niggas was getting paid so much money at one point because they completely blown away all the numbers niggas thought they was going to do
by being this
new group, nine niggas. And so for a show, it's like it's nine of them, right? But if you getting like at brand new artists, right? If you getting like 200,000 or 300,000, breaking that down could be cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're getting that.
That's an artist with a big hit on the radio type shit.
Right.
Like, that's a lot of money for a show.
You know, so if you're breaking that down. And then them niggas end up doing like 50 something, 60 million records sold everybody. But what was so dope about the deal, was the fact that RZA wanted to take Wu-Tang to wherever he took, I think it was, Wu-Tang was on, was it Loud?
Yeah, Loud.
Loud, right. And then, but no other label before Loud. He went to a gang of labels before because RZA's thing was, nigga, you ain't finna have Wu as a full group, and then our artists can't break off and do their own shit with other labels.
Right.
Which, and I get that as, if I'm the label, I understand that. Like, nah, nigga, we not gonna make this whole group a star and then just let the other stars bounce off and do shit with other people.
Right.
So as a label, I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't get you that deal either. Right. But Loud, like, nigga, fuck that. I'll give y'all that deal.
Right. Because they were smaller, too.
They were smaller than this. They were trying to get on it, trying to get popping anyway.
Right. So they was like, yeah, that was Steve Rifkin.
Steve Rifkin. So they're like, you know, y'all niggas can do y'all thing, whatever. But it got so bad because RZA, him and his brother, man, you know, I love them niggas, man, just as a fan, man, but it was a lot of fucked up shit they was doing to niggas, man.
Oh, yeah.
It got bad, and just to watch, nigga, how they did ODB, nigga.
What did they do?
Nigga, you gotta watch it. You just gotta watch it.
No, what happened?
So with ODB,
I'm never gonna watch it.
Well, first of all, the big meeting in the documentary, they had a big ass meeting. They all got together now today, right?
Right.
And it was basically RZA giving everybody their publishing back.
Right.
Right. Kind of like that. He kind of lowered it to everybody because he had to publish it for so long. Mm-hmm. But their whole fight was, nigga, it's our shit. Like, what are you doing? Because you own the name. And everything was under like Wu Productions, Wu something, some Chinese something. Like some shit. But it was all owned by RZA and his brother.
And they're like, you need to start learning about ownership.
Man,
ownership
crazy.
Is a paper, is a document. It's not just your natural claim all the time.
And niggas broke out to be stars. Them niggas, between Meth, Ray Ghost, and fucking ODB, nigga, stars.
Stars.
And it's sad watching ODB shit because, nigga, when ODB end up going to jail and getting out, the RZA wouldn't let the nigga go. Yeah, he went to jail, got out, he went to Rockefeller.
So he wanted to sign Rockefeller. He wanted to sign Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Rockefeller couldn't do nothing because RZA wouldn't let this nigga out of his contract. Mm-hmm. He couldn't take a dollar from Rockefeller.
And he already let everybody else go.
Let everybody go.
But he wouldn't let ODB go.
He held ODB, and I think the interns was, okay, I'll let you go, but he got to produce the whole Rockefeller album, right? The whole Rockefeller album, shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, and then, something like that.
You know.
See, that's the thing about business, man. Oh. Like, when you hear the stories with friendship, it sounds so bad, but business is one of them things, like, everybody want to be a beast until they realize what beasts do. Like, European motherfuckers made this shit up. This shit is not no, it's not for you to just become in the dude community fucking nonprofit style work. You know what I mean?
Right.
So amongst family and friends, like even when I talk to people at my business, I'm like, when it's an inner circle artist is part of our thing, we want to show love every time. We want to do everything.
Right.
But if somebody outside this circle, you better get them if you get an opportunity. Like, not to do nothing low, but somebody got to get the lower check. Somebody got to get the bigger check.
Yeah.
And then somebody got to starve. You feel what I'm saying? And you got to make a fucking choice. It's going to be you and your team and how y'all move. Or you gonna be having a fucking bleeding heart for everybody in every situation?
Yeah, karma is a bitch that bite back though. So you know, God don't like ugly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you could do straight up honest.
I'm pretty
business,
sure like RZA looked in the mirror every day and was like, "Damn, I'm kind of fucking this nigga."
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
what's cool about it is they're watching a documentary with him. So you watching it back as fucked up shit is happening. ODB on there looking like he about to break down, like fresh out sober, and wondering RZA is his actual fucking cousin. He wondering why, he like, man, why the nigga wouldn't just let me go?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, nigga's a grown man, and like, my nigga, you let everybody else go. Why would you not let me get money over here? I got kids and shit. I'm fresh out of jail. I ain't got no money. I got nothing.
Yeah. I mean, he was on MTV going to the welfare office, nigga. So, I mean,
I remember that.
And what else, what I found about that was, too, you know, the ODB with the EBT shit, whatever.
That was his
wife card. He just took it, did the copy and paste thing, and made it look like it was his card.
Yeah.
You know,
that was her getting her check.
But still, it was your wife.
Yeah, but.
No, but it wasn't his. Like, people thought it was his, whatever. It wasn't his. He was just.
Right.
The DVD, that shit was, the documentary was double fuck. You gotta check that shit out.
I'm about to check it out tonight.
That shit was cold, nigga.
Yo-Fi?
It's on Showtime, right?
Yeah.
Showtime got another crazy ass show that I've been watching.
What's that?
Escape at Dannemora.
Is that some horror shit?
Nah, it ain't no horror shit.
Oh, you know I'm fucking.
He's, I ain't fucking no horror shit. Nah, it's a true story. It's directed by Ben Stiller. Actually, it stars Benicio del Toro.
Damn,
it's about these two prisoners that escaped from a Clinton correctional facility in 2015, and they
some real shit.
Yeah, it's some real shit.
Oh, okay.
Because they end up fucking the lady that work in the prison. And both of the niggas start fucking the bitch. It's like a three-way relationship, and then she break them out, and it's crazy. It's crazy ass story.
Black niggas?
No, a Mexican cat and a white guy.
Benicio del Toro from...
Yeah, Benicio del Toro.
No, I know he is, but I didn't know he was the two guys that was playing the escapees.
Sicaro.
Yeah, he's one of the escapees.
What's the other dude? I forget the other guy's name.
And the crazy part about it, the bitch husband work at the jail, too.
Mm. Damn.
And she fucking both of these niggas.
Fucking two... Oh, my
over
God,
time.
Nigga. Hey, how you doing? I guess.
I'm going to say,
how you
cell don't therapy for real. Like that, speaking of my albums.
Speaking of your albums, there's one.
Cell therapy.
Ooh.
It's one of them, for
me
real.
Me and my family moved in our apartment complex. gate when the serial code was put up there.
Yeah, there.
And that, relationship was so
that
drug
shit
freak.
Came
and
out.
That
shit came out, and that beat was just like big dirty, gip. Cool, crazy man. Shit, right?
Everybody that
and
thought
we
they
brought them
rap.
Out their first time coming to L.A.
Yeah,
based
I know
on
that.
Yeah. Through Gip. Gip was the one doing all the business at that time. And we had like Outkast, Goody Mob, but they was performing hybrids of the songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they wasn't really, like some of the songs that end up being on Outkast album and different shit like that. I'm like, that's the shit they performed that night. And Cell Therapy was part of it.
Damn.
But the video was out. That shit is so fun.
Wasn't Rico Wade producing a lot of that shit? That Dungeon Family?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So
it's
that
crazy
was,
that Future stemmed from that shit, too.
Hell yeah, Dungeon Family. Real shit.
Like his first cousin.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That fucking documentary was dope, too.
Yeah,
that Organized Noise. You ain't seen that? Organized
seen
Noise?
That
That's on Netflix, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's still on
and,
there.
And there go the same story of people always felt like the one dude in charge of the business.
Right.
It's from Eazy-E to fucking...
Rico was the man.
Rico
huh,
to... It's like, why did he do it like that? It's like, man, you learn this business. It's so hard to keep a hold on things without doing people wrong. Right. So you really got to understand the intricacies of writing a great contract for your friend that don't hold him for the natural rights and all that type of shit.
Them niggas did Waterfall. So it was fucking months. Over, nigga.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It was over.
They got $20 million after that shit.
Hell yeah, they did.
So
motherfucker said TLC was the goddamn Scrubs. What the fuck? This bitch talking about nigga Scrubs, but they filed in bankruptcy.
Right.
Right. Fuck you, fat.
$20 million and they
you
got
talking about a nigga, you,
rap
horse. Right. Y'all talking about a nigga carpooling, bitch. You filed in bankruptcy.
All right.
Both niggas can't drive everywhere. Can I just be the passenger one time?
Right.
Let's see. Cell Therapy, Follow the Leader, Rakim, Eric B. Mm. Eric B. Like, I thought I could rap. When I heard that album, like, I'm like, because
you
got to remember the jump.
You thought you was the guy at MC at the time.
Dog, you got to remember the jump from niggas rapping like.
Ain't no nigga under 30 going on none of them albums you announced.
Yeah, tell me.
This ain't for them.
This not for them.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
This not for them.
Definitely for them. They'd hear that and be like, huh?
I mean, because I was done being affected by albums at one point in my life.
Right.
Nigga, this make me want to pay more bills. Like, I'm pretty solid right now. Ain't no new Yeezy
gonna
change. Do
niggas like make albums nowadays? Like it seemed like niggas just
you?
Like
shit. Everybody else
it seems like niggas it seemed like niggas like just like make like put a bunch of songs on something and like they had like one or two like standout joints, but like I feel like an album is like an album, like it's like a book.
That's why and hats off to you, because you actually still look, man, I know when I go get a Freddie Gibbs project, it's a cohesive package product that you actually rap it on and put time in and great production to sound, right? So I know, and I know Once you go buy this product, you're into this product. You're inside of the product.
Right.
Like, nigga, that fucking Crime Pays. Oh, no, we off the rap shit about your shit, but we're here now, right? That fucking Crime Pays video, nigga.
Fucking
that's
great.
Just so motherfucking great, hard. Dog. And just the fact that niggas don't never know where you're going.
Right.
You
Wait,
fresh
which,
off
which
Fred.
Which one is this one?
Yeah.
Which one is that one?
The new album, hey, man.
No, I'm saying, which video was that?
The first one, Crime Pays, off of Bandana.
Yep.
I'm saying, but what was happening?
I was
that
on
shit?
A farm and shit.
Yeah, on a farm with a I'm zebra, nigga. On these niggas.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but you know what's funny?
You know what I'm saying? With the shirt off.
Big Y, I tell you, too.
Gotta get it in while I can.
I gotta run it back and catch on.
Nigga in the pond on these bitches, man. Nigga in the pond, man.
What's the one where you got out of jail and the girl was doing whatever, had another nigga in the house?
Oh, that was deeper.
Dog, I played that. Well, Big Y, I tell you, before niggas, like hood niggas in the wood or wherever I was at, was really knowing what's up, I was playing this record for him. And these niggas was like, so where's he from? Like, where's Blood from? I'm like, yeah, let me show you. Like, come on, I'm going through another one. Because I'm from more indie music side.
Right.
So for the fact that you kick the gangster shit, like harder shit, and do so much shit with Madlib, that's more of my world. Like, Ono is my homie. Roxy is my homie. Like,
yeah, my nigga.
Niggas like that. So it's like, for me, I was like, oh, no, you can rap over, like, other beats, my nigga. Let me play you this dude. Like, where I know you're going to respect his flow and what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I start playing them videos, and it was like, who is Blood? And the next day, bad, play Blood video. What's his name?
It's like, I knew that going in with that shit, because I was just like, man, you know what? Like, man, I want to do something different. I feel like, man, rap is something like, it's like if it was like 50 niggas in this room and we all got up and tried to like run out that door right now, we ain't gonna fit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I feel like everybody do the same kind of shit.
I'm not gonna
you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just try to just like I said, just bring like that. You know, before I started working with Mad Lib, I was just, you know, kind of like study what was going on with him because I didn't know. And I definitely, no, I didn't. And I definitely didn't hear no nigga like me on his shit.
Did niggas have to sell you on him or what sold you on it?
They ain't really have to sell me on it. I was interested. I was just like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the samples and all of that shit. I was wondering if I could, if I was good enough to rap on the shit. First and foremost, I was like, man, am I gonna be able to fuck with this shit? This shit kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if it'll fit me. But once I like made it work, I made it work. Like I said, I didn't hear nobody like me rapping on this shit. I was hearing other niggas.
What, nobody like you rapping?
Nah, exactly. The closest shit to it, I think, like, was the shit that he was doing, like Jay Dilla and shit. But like,
which ain't close to it.
Yeah,
if you think about like the content wise, you know what I mean?
Content wise, it ain't really none close to it.
That's, I think that's what's genius about y'all doing that. You know what I mean? And because, nigga, we always take these, you take these two entities, right? Like, cause Madlib, as far as hip hop side, would be a guy in his own right. Far as like, most motherfuckers don't even know what you look like, let alone, like, they know it's production, no sound, but. Sometimes you just like, oh shit, I never even seen a nigga.
Right.
Like, a lot of people still haven't, you know, he's not
a large community of hip hop don't even know him other than got his face tattooed on their own.
Yeah, real shit. It's like, real shit, like, you know, and like then for you to partner with that, it's like, them niggas over there making some shit. Like, like the fact that, essentially, it showed that you can't bottle nothing hip hop. You can't, just because you rap a certain kind of way, like, it's like, we used to hate, I know you get this all the time, where, I'm from the West Coast and I'm a rapper, so a producer always hit me like, yo, I got that hot West Coast shit. I'm like, nigga, what?
Right,
just
right.
Because I'm from here, you think I want
to
rap to
I want to rap
this type of shit?
Like, happens to me all the time.
Yeah. right.
and it's hard to pull that shit off like successfully when you doing some like official street shit and not just like being like a hard MC.
Yeah.
Like Madlib more like, you would see more like a M.E.D. or a Roxy or somebody who, like, I'm a hard MC. I'm talking about battling other rappers and doing shit to them. But you don't get, like one thing where I fuck with it on is because I seen them try that. To me, a gang of times, it never worked. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and they, these are homies, so they ain't nothing about their shit. But, like, Raz, Cass, and Dre didn't work. Sly Boogie didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, all these dudes who should have been official street niggas who was linked up with some real beat type situations. Mm-hmm. Saphir didn't go really to his street shit as much.
Right.
He kept rapping like he's just a hard MC. When really, if you know Saphir, this nigga's a super street nigga.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, but when I seen your shit, I'm like,
he
coming out
so
with the fucking full banana clip. In the video, like, I'm like, regular hip hop niggas about to hate on this.
Right.
Like, dude, what the fuck, dude? I don't want to watch this.
Right.
But so, just to switch real quick into the same shit, what sold me on Giz was I was already a fan, one.
Mm-hmm.
Not to fucking be fanning out of shit. Let me get my hand out of my homie face.
God damn.
But he started doing the Mad Lib shit. Before that, me and Taco, shout out to Taco, we went to a concert, a Flume concert.
Mm-hmm.
And Flume is just a regular EDM type of trap DJ. And then I heard this nigga's voice on something.
Yeah, you don't stab on it with your finger.
I feel like I'm being personally attacked. Let me just...
I heard this nigga's voice on something. I'm like, wait, Freddie Gibbs got a fucking song with Flume?
Yeah, I do.
And this shit was killer.
Right.
And I'm like, damn. And that's what like really took me over the top. Like, all right, this nigga Gibbs really hard.
Oh, yeah, man. When it comes to music, man, I just like work with who wanna work. Like, I don't really think about like, like I said, I don't let geography put me in a box. I don't let like, you know, production style, you know, I just try to just be versatile with it, you know what I mean? If it's good music, it's good music, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter who the fuck is with.
And where, now, just to let you know, too, like, we never do interviews. We just be having conversations.
That was out the
Who
music
the fuck
thing
were
to
we?
Say. I don't feel like that.
But it's fucked up because I got another question.
Right.
It's totally an interview type shit, but I just want to know. First of all, Freddie's one of the best covers ever, right?
Yeah, ever.
Freddie's one of the best covers ever.
Shout out Teddy Pendergrass.
Definitely
an inspiration for that show.
How'd you get there that I'm going to do this?
See, like when it comes to like making a project, man, I feel like everything is important, from the artwork to the music to the mix, the master, everything. The artwork, man, that's how you remember your favorite projects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to, like, it's going to be burned in your mind that, you know, this image.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, when I was, like, making that tape with, like, with Kenny and Rich, and I was like, yeah, this shit sound hard. It's, like, some hard-ass, like, trap drums and all of this shit on here, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm, like, it's a real loose kind of style. I'm, like, having fun with it, but I'm, like, I don't want to name it no hard shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, man, it's, like, 50 mixtapes coming out, everybody naming some shit from the hood or this. I was like, man, I want to really have fun with it. So then I just started, like, looking at, you know, old-ass album covers, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and just drew from that. I saw the Teddy, and I just saw, oh, Freddie. That's it. I was like, I was like, I never had a self-titled project before.
Right.
So I was like, let me just do it like this. And I was like, I'm just going to just, you know, recreate
the killer
shit.
Part was all the rollout for all the videos and all the songs. And I'm like, where the fuck is this nigga really going with this album?
I mean, you know what, man? I'm really into R&B. I'm really an old soul. I'm into, like, R&B shit like that. Yeah. So it was just easy. I felt like all I was doing was just acting like my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, my
dad
used to do that shit around the house, so I was just like, all right, I'll just, you know.
Are we ever getting those songs off them videos?
Yeah, definitely. You know what? I'm working on an R&B album.
Look, Mahoney, I love an R&B man.
No, because I was about to say, the way I go up to Now Later Gators,
oh, man,
it's ridiculous. I'm like, I'm feeling hungry now.
Yeah, now I got a remix of Now Later Gators with Snoop.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy. That's going to be hard.
I'm like, oh, shit.
I got, you know, I'm working on an R&B album right now, King of R&B, so that's going to be crazy.
Do you need a vocalist?
King of R&B.
Yeah, I got the merch.
Look, I'm like, do you need a vocalist? I don't know if you've been listening to the show.
You know, we gonna do
but
the King.
I got vocals.
We definitely going to do the King of R&B. I got my first single off King of R&B.
Get ignored, dog.
Type of Bitches in my DM.
Got ignored. Yeah.
That's the shit?
Yeah, that's what
that's. So that's crazy because you've been prepping us for that the whole
time. Oh, yeah,
Type Bitch to be in my DM.
All them shit's going to be like song titles and shit like
that. That's dope, man.
I just
want
to point out that I never got my albums off, but.
I want to point out that I got ignored when I told this Negro I got vocals.
Y'all gonna respect my shit. Too, like, talking about my album right now, shut the fuck up, and I can't really hear too much.
He was like, let me, bitch, you could never. I mean, I said, oh.
You should. Hey, you should. First of all, as soon as you complimented Now Later Gators, you was getting pimp vibes. He was like, I turned all the bitches off. And let a pimp nigga talk.
I'm pretty sure. You got some
moves. Take the, don't tell her that now. Damn.
Come on, Penny. Come on with it. Come on through, Penny.
Lays your albums since they ignored us.
When she comes to the next
Pleasure and Principle.
With the hat, with the shoe.
Coming to this motherfucker, Rhythm Nation now.
I said, y'all laughing, but y'all know I've been in the gym. I said, when my stomach get right, I'm doing the Pleasure Principle.
You doing it.
For Halloween. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Look, do it.
You might as well do the Super Bowl joint, too.
With the knee pads.
Don't say how
to look, Empanada knew what that meant. I said, you might as well do the Super Bowl joint too. She was like,
okay, look, let's
get that titty out.
She stay on my anyway.
She stay on your put.
I said titties is what I said.
First of all, she's seen you pee, so give her some love.
Yeah. Right here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. So, okay, look, before we, because, you know, we got off a tangent, start doing our interview shit, we fanned out a little bit. That's okay. You know what I mean? That's the friend of the show. We can fan out.
Okay, yeah, it is what it is.
Fuck it.
It's all love.
Who going to check us?
Right. Who going to check us? Look, but I do want to get into a couple of topics that people may not. I know you do interviews, right? And, you know, typically a lot of people do the same kind of questions when it comes to interviews about your album and dates and all this shit and all these things, right? But I want to know, and I think people want to know other things about you that people may not know about you.
Correct.
Right? So, you know, and this show typically really is about hip hop and relationship shit.
I don't eat ass, just to let you know.
Yeah, right. I'm not gonna answer that.
First time you done turned Mahoney off the whole time you've been here.
Because I
eat
ass, so I ain't
gotta. Oh, I was on it with the R&B.
Oh, my God.
Let's get that out the way now.
So, here no, Mahoney, go. she just unsent her DMs.
Here y'all go. Here y'all go.
No.
That's it.
No groceries.
No, but, so, if we talk about dating and women and all that shit like that, right? So,
right.
How important is preference when dating? Like, is this something you stick to when you're meeting chicks? I know you're a busy man, you're out there doing your thing,
correct,
whatever, but, you know, you're a man. We need loving, too. And, correct, you know, and you might catch a vibe with a chick, and that chick may stick around longer than 2 days. I don't know, right?
That's true.
But Is preference a thing with you? Like, is it a thing where like you like this type of girl, and usually you
be grabbing their wrists,
end up with this type of girl,
like
Ray Charles, right? But is preference a thing with you? Is that a thing where you kind of stick to, or are you kind of like a vibe kind of cat? When you,
I'm a vibe kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, as long as the bitch teeth ain't fucked up, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we can rock.
Right, right.
I think, you know, like, that'd be the main thing. You know, right. The teeth right. and the vibe, you know what I mean? If I can look at teeth your bitch, your fit shit looking lickety split, I can't fuck
lickety split.
I went out with this bitch, and the bitch was, she was missing a tooth, like, back here. She smiled, she's like, ah, I was like, damn, bitch, you gonna get that filled in. You know,
he said, get that filled in.
Get that motherfucker put in. She got a Chanel bag with missing a goddamn tooth. Like, your priorities fucked up. So, you know what I'm saying? So, long, like, you know, I feel, you know. And I like all kind of different women, like shapes, sizes, body types.
So you don't have a preference.
How
like,
big?
How big?
Yeah, get that new following.
Let's go. Yeah, get your goddamn followers up.
You gonna go big? How big?
Remember, plot. Plies
I like,
had
I like,
a thing.
I ain't even lie, man. I like big women.
See, you didn't know that. You wanted to know some shit. You didn't
skinny,
know.
Skinny niggas about to go big. 400.
Skinny niggas like big women. Long as they athletic enough to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Not like if you can't move, I ain't about to fuck one of them
big chicks. Be flexible.
But I like them. Yeah, they big bitches do be flexible.
They be flexible than the motherfuckers.
And they get a best head.
Man.
Period.
Hungry.
I said
that. By your Miami voice.
The like, word point hungrily blank, be used period. In a sexy way.
Look.
Hungrily got at my dick.
That sounds like it's a cliche, but it's the right. truth.
Yeah.
To the motherfucker.
Period.
48 and Hours with a Big Girl, new album.
Big women have the wettest pussy. Is that a thing?
I can't say that's
think.
The truth, but...
But
they, you know, it's warm under that motherfucker. I know it's a nigga like me, a slim nigga like me, like to get under there. You know what I don't understand though? I don't understand like big bitches that don't have no like titties. I'd be like, damn, why you ain't got no titties?
When them rolls,
how you think
I got when them rolls come out further than the titties do,
right, I'd be like, god damn, back titties, and they got damn titties. I'm like, damn, man.
Let me see some titties.
I like that. Had a little prejudice. We won't go
weird,
there.
Like top titties.
Kind of weird.
Like
titties. Supposed to come with them.
Like, bitch, you got a big chest. You got a big titties.
A big chest.
Chest all big.
Like, yeah.
How you got a 47A?
Right. Like, damn, man. Oh, man.
Bitch, you all nipple. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
All right, so we
got to be something, some cleavage.
So now
some
we
cleavage.
Know that about Freddie Gibbs.
Damn, okay.
I like big bitches, man. You know, I like skinny bitches.
Skinny,
big
I'm about
bitches.
To say, how skinny?
Not Kelly Reaper skinny or no shit like that.
This
but, you
nigga
know,
skinny.
But slim, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Kelly Rippers.
Nah, that bitch skinny in the mouth. That bitch looked like Tales from the Crypt.
Right.
Came with that damn.
Freddie Gibbs, ladies and gentlemen.
Freddie, ladies and gentlemen.
No wonder Michael Strahan left that motherfucker. Wow, this bitch skinny bitch ain't got no
right
ass.
That
fuck, you want to come to work? You want? I mean, look. Motherfucker be talking about sexual harassment shit at the workplace. I'm going to keep it real with you, man.
Here
talk
go.
That
okay.
shit,
okay. Shit,
you want to come to work with a bitch with some ass. Like, you might not even flirt with her. You know
you
what I mean? Or you want to see, you want to look.
Yeah,
you
want to
see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's appealing on the eye.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I fuck you
right.
every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would like to eye fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Every day. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to be like, shit, girl, them titties
bring
on fleek. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say that out loud.
Creepy,
I'm, yeah, I'm a man. I'm a man with principles and a man. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got a daughter and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? But we're human beings at the same time.
And
you know,
this is
the
thing.
I do want to be in a workplace with fine ass women. Like, shit, yeah. you know, like,
that,
you pretty motherfucker right there. I wouldn't mind looking at you
when
I come to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if a motherfucker fucked up, you're going to be like, damn, I got to look at this. Because soon as they piss you off, you're like, you ugly bitch. You're going straight to the you ugly ass bitch.
No, but
you know what I'm saying? But when a pretty bitch piss you off, it's a different kind of thing. It's like, damn, I got to try to work this
out. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ugly bitch, you'll get over there like, bitch, get your ugly ass. I don't give a fuck.
I don't like your ass no way.
And this bitch can be your accountant doing your taxes. You fired a bitch right in the middle of tax season. Fuck you, ugly ass bitch. You know what? And you ugly.
You in the middle of
taxes.
You didn't fire this bitch. She ain't even done your whole preparation yet.
No, but to that point, I say that to dudes at the barbershop all the time. Like, okay, I got it. I have big titties. You don't have to tell me. You're looking at my titties every time you see them.
You got big titties. I know Freddie Gibbs. So what you think about those titties?
I've been looking at this motherfucker the whole time. I ain't gonna be lying.
You don't have to.
No harassment. Like, you know how motherfuckers say no homo? We gotta say no harassment.
No, but cool, see, right? It's like, get your peace. That makes it all that. Good. Get like, your
no harassment, but them titties.
Can you see me talking to the officer? Like, officer, I said no harassment.
No harassment.
Like, okay.
He's
good.
You gotta get your peek and look on. You don't have to alert me that you look it like you peeked every time you peeked.
Nigga trying to see how you receive that information.
Okay, but if I tell you, like, I don't need to know.
See?
If I tell you, okay, great. Don't tell me next week, because it's still going to be like.
Right.
You got to blame your sisters for that. So no, because sometimes that shit works.
Van Lathan was like,
you got to do tasteful flirting, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You can't just be, you got to be a cool nigga. You got to be smooth with
you
it.
You can't
like,
be no fucking, that weirdo one you had on that IG story that fucking with that shit.
Yeah, you came in. Yeah, that nigga was crazy.
That was.
Nigga trying to get in their car, weird ass.
That was kidnappy.
And you know what? A lot of the times when you say stuff to women, your facial expression got a lot to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just come over and be like, shit, them titties, you know what I'm saying? With this face. You know what I'm saying? But if I look at him, but if you come in this motherfucker, I'm like, girl, them titties on fleek, and I'm smiling. You right. Might be like, nigga, shut up. You know what I mean? But if I'm standing at the goddamn vending machine and let them titties on this motherfucker, like, you're going to be like,
but
nigga.
Then, too, a you lot go, of
you
times.
You're going to say that as harassment. No harassment.
You know what but saying? A lot of times, women will take that depending on how she's feeling about the person, too. Because
she
if it's somebody.
Shower when she come out the office, nigga.
Right. If it's somebody that you don't want. Fucking attention from then you like, oh my God, here you go. Wait, and then
okay,
hold on. That's a good point.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So basically women are saying
the right nigga could do it.
Because I speak
only
for all women.
Sexual harassment if they aren't attracted to you.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, my bad. I thought that's what
all women are talking about.
That's not what
I'm
saying. We're not, nope.
I thought that's what you were saying.
You're not about to have Amanda Seals all up in my DM. Right. Calling me to the. Nope, will not. That is not what I said. What I said.
That nigga said no harassment, nigga. That's hilarious, nigga.
No, they bring you in later. You're like, I said no harassment.
Right, I said it. I was like, damn.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, no, your top titties popping. No harassment.
No harassment.
You know I love
so now things. Y'all gonna have niggas. Hey, blue pants. No harassment.
Yeah.
What you mean? That lets you know he's not on that.
He on the bullshit. Like, he just commented on it. You know
that should be sad, man. Because women gotta remember all the shit you don't like. That a nigga could say has worked on somebody else. That's why he's saying it.
Yeah, this is true.
The corniest line you ever think a nigga has said it, and
that's
it's
crazy.
Worked.
That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Our mamas could have been A Blue Pants.
Your mama started out A Blue Pants.
Sure.
Right, like.
My mom and dad met at church. You know what the fuck they probably had to say to each other in church? I never questioned them on that. I'm not. I don't even want to know what that conversation was like.
You had to stop paying attention to the word. Like, that's what I do. I do know y'all did.
I can see my dad over there. Like, oh, you read that book? Like, the Bible? Right.
The Bible?
The Bible book? Which, if you think about it, church is the
dude,
place to meet
cool.
Some motherfuckers. Like,
so you go to church to get ass?
You should go to church to get ass. Hey, look.
To get ass.
Let me tell you why. First of all, it's the most unsuccessful book club of all time. Like, it's one book and ain't nobody finished it ever, right? So, y'all got one book on y'all list.
Real shit.
Y'all meet every day to talk about it on the day the nigga said he was resting.
Right.
Right. And nobody finished. You got somebody else helping you jump around it. Like,
right.
Turn it on page 46. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. You damn right you got time to meet a bitch.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, come on, man.
No preacher ever read the last page of Revelations.
Or
right.
Nobody knows how this ends.
Never. Yeah, like, right.
Dude,
never.
That's not a class.
Well, thank you, kids. You're lucky. Or now going to hell with you two motherfuckers.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm looking for my kids.
No,
I didn't
everybody
even drive
who go to church
today.
Is going to hell. Because God going to be like, first of all, I know y'all didn't read it because that's not what y'all do at that club, but didn't it say I rest on the seventh one, whatever that was? Mm. Why is that y'all meeting day? I put the games on that day. Everything you like is on that day. Why are y'all showing up in my house with instruments singing?
It's the seventh.
With
it's
instruments.
The
right. Y'all louder than every other day of the week.
Louder
than mother. Yeah. Right. He's going to hell from here. It's the loud neighbors. They up here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Hey, dog.
We're everybody's a Mexican neighbor in Christianity.
And we stuck to about two of them bitches.
Right. That's what always happens.
Them titties.
No harassment.
No harassment.
No harassment.
Good.
No harassment.
Put your hands up.
Them titties.
The funny thing is, they can't see, but she got a hoodie on, so we doing all this through a hoodie.
Through a hoodie, right.
Shit.
I had a bird that got that hoodie like Cyclops. I had the Cyclops the fuck out that motherfucker.
Just
looking
kid, dog.
My bad. No harassment.
Well.
When nigga wants something, dog, he got all kind of superpowers, dog. Right. You been sitting there topless for an hour and a half, nigga.
You been fucked. No harassment.
Okay.
Hey, man, come on. Hey, we got to wrap this thing up, dog. This
we do.
I'm looking at Professor X, that motherfucker.
Yep. Magneto. Yep.
Oh, shit.
I felt it because them laughs was like.
You think she came up in here late?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You could be sexual harassed through any outfit.
Like, lot of definition. But, yeah, that's all. Hey, man, we're going to wrap this thing up, man. God.
Wrap it up.
Lance, you want to give her handles, man, real quick, man?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Before that, we got to let them know, like, Freddie Gibbs ain't just, he here because he a homie and definitely a friend of the show, but it is business also.
Business.
Yeah, Bandana, 628.
628.
2019,
goddammit. Yeah, man, that shit was supposed to come out on my birthday, but some motherfucker fucked me up.
When your birthday, dog?
June 14th. This Friday.
Oh, hey, all right.
Right before pocketing him.
Happy birthday, dog.
Nigga about to turn up. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
What you gonna do, dog? Titties in the form of titties? Half sex, dog.
Titty fuck.
Can I just say that?
She want to talk about titty fucking.
She want to talk about titty fucking. Brother.
I was going to say that's the worst shit ever because you got to hold the shit. And
that
then
is.
Like,
I just seen some bad titty
and
fucking videos.
And slip out. Like, it's
titty fucking
horrible.
Is some unrealistic shit. That's I think it is some shit you say. Some shit you say in seventh grade you're going to do to a bitch.
Right. Right. Ooh, I'm a titty
fucking. A grown man, you don't want to do that.
Though, nigga. But if you have, you got to understand though, when you have big ones and niggas try to do it, it's just they're going to try to do that at least once and you're like, this is so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, who want balls on their stomach?
That's just a demonstration. Though, you keep, but yeah, man.
You got to sit on a bitch's stomach.
Okay, we got Freddie Gibbs number 628.
There's something wrong about that. This nigga. Technically, the nigga riding you. Technically.
Facts. Right.
Facts. The nigga riding you. Like, what?
I want to ride your titty. Right.
Nigga straddled over you doing like
this. That's a little Black Mirror
in
itself, if you think about it.
Okay, your project.
Oh, yeah, so 628 yeah, Bandana.
No people were titty fucked in the making of this project.
Nobody was. Shit.
Trust me. Trust and believe that. You know what I'm saying? 628, though. June 28th is coming out.
That Crime Pays Out right now.
Crime Pays Out. Yeah, Giannis, actually, my new record with Anderson .Paak that come out this week. So.
This week, right. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it do come out this week.
Shit, what, Thursday, nigga?
Yeah, Thursday, I think, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell yeah, yeah. We got the video for that shit coming, too, so.
Okay, definitely looking forward to that, man.
Gonna be crazy.
Freddie Gibbs, man, I just want to say, dog, thanks for coming by, my nigga. You really my nigga. Niggas don't even know, dog. Me and this nigga, like, niggas be tripping off our page, shit we post. Y'all don't even see the shit we can't post.
Oh, the shit we can't post in the text messages.
Fucking blow up Instagram, nigga.
I got some shit right now that I'm going to show this nigga. He might retire from Instagram right now, dude. Oh, for real. Nigga showed me some shit today, bro. I was like, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
This nigga Giz page, nigga, it's cracking.
Man, I swear to God.
Pure
a nigga,
ignorance, nigga.
Bro, a nigga sent me some shit today. A bitch was fucking a bed post.
Wait a minute, what?
I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, it's called, if a nigga had the name, like,
you knew.
Like, hey, my nigga, your porn shit is, look, he get over it. And they're watching, Mahoney's watching, her mouth is open, her hand is on bottle, she is enjoying. Horny Golden Empanada has walked around
Horny
and has taken a deeper look into the porn. Badru has leaned in
to
take a glance at the bed pole dance. Laze is now looking at said
alien pussy.
What the fuck is that?
Next you know you'll hear it on the table do this.
What is that?
Hey, when the table go off like this, nigga, you already know.
What is that?
What is that connected to her pussy?
Oh my god.
Nigga, this shit is indecent.
Safe word. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nigga, that was harassment.
Yeah, that was shit. No harassment, y'all.
That's the way to end the motherfucking show.
Look, Mahoney, like, flower, flower, flower.
No, my safe word is I don't like it.
Your safe word is flower.
Safe word?
My safe word. Mm-mm, safe I don't
word.
Like it.
You seen that one where it say when her safe word is flower, but she keeps saying flower? Like flower like the plant, but she keeps saying flower like the cooking.
Yeah, you ain't saying it, bitch.
Oh, my God.
No flower.
Nah, you saying flower.
It's fucking sick.
Hey, man, so, okay, we got, like our I handles. Said, Freddie Gibbs come out, Bandana come out, 628, nigga.
Yes, look at sir.
This. What, your video come out this weekend, what again? With, Anderson Park?
Anderson Park, Giannis. Giannis. Yep, like Giannis Akapuko. Giannis, so yeah.
Say it Giannis, because nigga reading it, nigga. Fuck y'all up, nigga. I was like, oh, this nigga got some new Giannis shit coming out.
I named it after the basketball player. Nigga.
Right. Giannis is coming out
Giannis,
this weekend.
Giannis, man.
Thanks for coming by, my nigga. I appreciate you, my nigga.
Appreciate y'all having me,
nigga. Nigga. For sure, always been a stand down nigga. And yes, always sir. Been a real one to me and everybody I know around the nigga, man. And thank you. Keep giving us dope music, my
thank
nigga.
You.
And I can't wait for you to get your podcast going, because I'm definitely coming through that motherfucking popping. Acting up, man.
Y'all got to come on my shit when I have definitely. That shit.
For sure. Yeah,
definitely.
Bring them locked titties in. With you.
Bring them.
They go everywhere I go.
Hey, what's funny about that?
They go everywhere we go. To.
But it's a collective thing. I need all y'all.
No, he was talking to us. Bring them titties. Bring them titties with us.
Right.
Bring them titties with you.
They go everywhere I go.
He wasn't talking to you. He was talking to us. Bring them titties with us.
Got it.
Bring them titties with you.
Got it.
All right, ladies. What's the handle? Man,
hit us up on Instagram at Overrated Truth, Twitter Overrated Truth TRU Pod. Hit us up, man. Overrated Truth Pod at gmail.com. We got merch on deck, mad colors. Hit us up, man.
mad colors.
That's all I can say.
And my bad, Freddie Gibbs, your handle, your Instagram, social media handle, and all that.
Just at Freddie Gibbs on everything.
There it is.
Yeah, real name, no motherfucking gimmicks.
Woo.
Just like that, man. So hit us up, man. We got merch, man. Support black business. We got a Patreon. Hit us up on Patreon. Support independent black business. Shout out to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to give a birthday shout out to me, goddamn, this week.
Some fucking birthday shout out to Freddie. Everybody clap for Freddie Gibbs one good time. Hey, birthday, my nigga. Hey, boy, happy another trip around the sun. You know what I'm talking about?
Not eating ass this year.
Not eating ass this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year is still on its own schedule. It
next
on
year
it's
on schedule. Yep. It's the I eat ass every Chinese year when it's the year of the dog.
By yearly.
whatever animal eat ass in China.
Freddie eat ass 2020.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, my bad. I know he got you flustered.
No, I was going to say, I feel like I should sing happy birthday, but I'm not doing it now.
Oh, you eating ass. Ain't no songs for no motherfuckers. Don't eat no ass. Right.
So, thank you. We thank you for coming on our show. And I just want to remind all of our listeners out there that there are three sides to the story, and all of them are true. Peace.